Hello, podcast people. Welcome to another edition of Quick Hits. I'm your host, Matt Federico. Welcome everyone to the Quick Hit Studio. You want to hit us up? Well, hit me up on Twitter at ProWPodcast. That's at ProWPodcast. That's the Twitter handle for the main show, the Pro Wrestling Podcast featuring myself and my brother Nick. That's the main show, as we call it. This is Quick Hits that you're listening to, which is available on Spotify. So if you're using Spotify, go ahead and do a little search. Try and find us on there. Try and find me on there, I should say. If you haven't listened to the show before, little quick explanation. I do this at the top of every show. It's a wrestling hybrid podcast. And what I mean by that is, yeah, it's a wrestling podcast. However, I do incorporate news stories and sports stories, so you get a little bit of everything. Of course, it leans towards the wrestling side a little bit. I do have a pretty big show planned out. There are a lot of non-wrestling stories to talk about, and I would like to kick that off first by talking about Urban Meyer from the Ohio State Buckeyes. He's a head coach over there. If you haven't heard by now, he had a wide receiver coach. And his wide receiver coach has been charged with domestic abuse. And the thing is, Urban Meyer kind of knew about it. He knew what was going on, allegedly. I should add that. Allegedly, he knew what was going on. The big question is, what's going to happen with his future? Because he was supposed to report it. Supposedly, he never reported it, which is where the controversy is coming from. Like I said, it's a domestic abuse problem. Back in 2015, though, he was on the same college team with this wide receiver coach. And I guess there's another incident. Back then, Urban Meyer did report it to the proper authorities like he was supposed to. I guess that's actually written in his contract. Some kind of clause saying that if anything happens with like a coach or a player, he's supposed to go to the school, let them know, hey, this is going on. It could even be if it's a rumor. You could be like, hey, just so you know, I heard this may or may not be happening. I want to push it through to you guys so you guys can do what you got to do and look into it. Like I said, this happened back in 2015 when he did report it initially. I don't know for sure what happened back then, but I do know that even though Urban Meyer knew about the 2015 incident, he still hired the guy for the Buckeyes. Fast forward to now, he didn't report it, and that's where he's getting in trouble from. But the real story about this one is that no one is really talking about. No one's talking about the woman who got beat. I mean, she got punched in the face. You just don't hit a woman, in my opinion. I mean, that's just wrong. It's sad that I got announced on a podcast that that's wrong to hit a woman. But unfortunately, we do live in a society where people do bad things. And, you know, a lot of people are speculating with Urban Meyer if he's going to be back for this coming season or what's going to happen. Last I heard, he was on paid leave. My opinion, I think he's done. I actually heard someone joking around the other day saying that the Buckeyes will fire Urban Meyer. sometime down the line, the Browns will fire Hugh Jackson. Urban Meyer will get hired as the Browns coach. Meanwhile, for the Buckeyes, they'll rehire Jim Tressel to take over. I mean, it's been 10 years since the whole Jim Tressel incident happened. Again, that's all speculation. Just someone joking around on the radio I was listening to. You know, I'm not really much of a college sports guy. Personally, I like the pros better. The Buckeyes are a good college team, though. Part of the Big Ten. So, even if they do get rid of Urban Meyer, I'm sure the Buckeyes won't have a problem finding a new coach. Because everyone wants... I'm sure, like, any college coach would jump at the opportunity to be a head coach at the... Ohio State. So, we'll see what happens with Urban Meyer in the coming weeks. But, let's... trying to decide here if I should keep going with these news stories or if I should jump into the wrestling side of things. Let's talk about TV reboots here. The reason why I want to bring this up is because it seems to be the popular thing now. What TV show will get rebooted and restarted? This all coming after like the popularity of Roseanne. Of course, they had to stop the production with Roseanne because of her racist comments that she made on Twitter. They are going forward with Meet the Conners, or The Conners, whatever it's called, which is a spinoff, basically Roseanne without Roseanne. But the TV reboots that recently have come to light is the possibility of a Alf reboot and a Frasier reboot. So, Frasier, it's a TV show I didn't really get into a whole lot when I was younger. I think just because of my age at the time, it wasn't something that interests me. But Frasier is a TV show, it's a spinoff of Cheers, where he's a radio host, he lives in Seattle, trying to reconnect with his father. Ran for few different seasons. I'm not sure off the top of my head, but it was a popular show. I do remember that. But like I said, the other reboot is Alf. Now, Alf is a alien living on Earth. I did kind of watch this show a little bit growing up. I vaguely remembered it. I remember him being like some brown creature with a big nose. I believe with like a Hawaiian shirt on usually. But he crash landed on Earth in the Tanner's garage. And I always thought that was kind of funny, the last name Tanner. Because when I hear that, I think of Full House. That was their last name, Tanner. I don't know how I feel about them rebooting the stuff. I mean, I did kind of get into Alf a little bit, so that would be kind of interesting to see that. Frasier, I think I'm old enough now to where I can appreciate that kind of show a little bit more. So I think I definitely would possibly give these two shows a chance. Check them out, see what they're about. But I feel like we need to move on, though, to the wrestling side of things. This is a wrestling podcast. It's a hybrid, but... still, let's talk about SummerSlam. Now, The Miz has been involved with this feud with Daniel Bryan. It kind of goes back to when they got into that argument during Talking Smack. And they kind of didn't go anywhere with it, which at the time was a little disappointing. The Miz got drafted over to Raw. And then Daniel Bryan eventually got cleared to wrestle again after being away from the ring for what felt like forever. But The Miz did eventually get drafted back over to SmackDown. Fast forward to now, he's been kind of feuding with Daniel Bryan a little bit. And Daniel Bryan on SmackDown this week did challenge The Miz to a match at SummerSlam. The Miz took to Twitter this week saying that he will not face Daniel Bryan at SummerSlam. That's not the match that he should be in. Which I find interesting because it kind of alludes to The Miz saying he should be in the WWE Championship match. For those of you who do know me, you know that I'm a huge Miz fan. Partially because he's from Parma, which is where I'm from. Which I would love to see The Miz in the WWE Championship match at SummerSlam. However, I think this is just smoke and mirrors right now. I do think eventually The Miz will face Daniel Bryan at SummerSlam in what will be a classic match, I'm sure. I love both the guys in the ring. They're both good competitors. They should put on a good match. It'll be interesting to see how they kind of write the storyline. Because, like I said, you do know eventually they're going to face each other. It's going to be one of those things to where, what can Daniel Bryan do to get The Miz to eventually say, okay, I'll face you at SummerSlam? Or will it be one of those things to where general manager Paige has to jump in and force The Miz to face Daniel Bryan? Let's see if maybe they do some kind of stipulation for the match. Maybe that's how they get The Miz to agree to face Daniel Bryan. Maybe they can turn it into like a number one contenders match. Although AJ Styles right now is feuding with Samoa Joe. That feud did just get underway. So usually when there's a challenger for the WWE Championship belt, they'll do like a couple different matches. It'll last a couple months. So maybe that's kind of out of the realm of possibility. So it'll be interesting to see how they kind of put that match all together. Speaking of Daniel Bryan, Daniel Bryan has not re-signed a contract yet. There's been many reports going around that he signed a multi-year deal. However, what he signed was actually an extension to his contract, which was set to expire, I believe, September 1st, I want to say. I don't have the date actually in front of me at the moment. But he hasn't re-signed yet. And he actually has been removed from some upcoming weekend WWE live events. But that's just to lessen up his schedule a little bit. Him and his wife did just have a kid recently. That's actually been part of the negotiation. So it's kind of a good sign to see the WWE giving in to Daniel Bryan and saying, okay, you can have more days off so that you can spend time with your wife, your kid, your family. Daniel Bryan, of course, did get kind of used to spending more time at home back when WWE wouldn't clear him to wrestle. So he's just trying to get that worked out a little bit. I do think eventually Daniel Bryan will re-sign with the company. Kind of as a good faith kind of thing. Because, you know, even though it took him forever to get cleared to wrestle, they still gave him opportunity after opportunity to get tested to see if he could eventually make his in-ring comeback. Which, as we all know, he was eventually able to do. It's just a long process he had to go through for that. But another signing I want to get into is Rey Mysterio. Now, Rey Mysterio, I believe the last time we've seen him on WWE programming was the Greatest Royal Rumble pay-per-view, where he was I'm using air quotes here, surprise entry for it. But really, you kind of knew he was going to be there. Because the regular Royal Rumble event, which was in January, he was a surprise entry in it. Rey Mysterio does have commitments still that he has to fulfill before he signs on the dotted line. I believe his commitments end the first weekend in September. So, now after that, hopefully he resigns. Now, I'll admit, I'm not the biggest Rey Mysterio fan. I think he's kind of overrated. And I know a lot of you guys listening to the show are going, overrated? He's a great wrestler. Yeah, he's a great wrestler. I think part of me feels he's overrated because when he won his first world title, it came after the death of Eddie Guerrero. So I think they kind of gave it to him because of what happened with Eddie. Now, people have different opinions about that. Me, I'm just kind of like, no, don't do that. Just keep going like normal. In a way, I find it a little disrespecting giving a major championship to somebody just because somebody passed. I feel like if you're going to award someone with a world title, they need to have earned it. Now, you can make the argument, yeah, Rey Mysterio, popular guy, one of the greatest high flyers ever. And, no, like I said, I can understand that argument. I respect that. I just don't feel like what he's done previously could justify him winning the world title. However, I do feel like since that first world title win, he is a little more deserving of being a world champion because he's had that belt in the past and he's proven he can carry the company. I still think he's a little overrated, but like I said, that's my opinion. I'm entitled to that. If you guys don't agree with that opinion, that's on you. That's your opinion. You can even hit me up on Twitter at ProWPodcast and argue with me over it. Whatever, I don't care. Yeah, I know, that was kind of a cheap plug there with the whole Twitter handle. But let's move on here to... I found this story a little interesting, so I want to bring it to your guys' attention. Because I know a lot of you guys are using social media. You got Facebook going, you got Instagram going. And the reason why I mention those two platforms is because they plan on keeping track of how long you spend on their websites / apps. I guess on the dashboard, they're going to keep track of like how long you're on there for. So I can actually click on it and it'll say, in the past, I don't know if they're going to break it down by month, day, week, however, but for the sake of argument, let's go with month. So I should be able to click on it, and it should say something along the lines of, Matt Federico has spent X amount of time on Facebook for the month of, I know we're just starting August, so we'll say July. He spent X amount of time on Facebook during the month of July. Now, yeah, that's a cool feature, but I think ultimately, that's going to hurt Facebook and Instagram. They better watch out doing that. Because someone like me, I'm going to log on, I'm going to look at that stat. It's going to say, I spent X amount of time during the month of July. Now, I'm going to look at that, I'm going to go, man, I wasted that much time on my Facebook account. You know how much stuff I could be doing around the house? You know how much stuff I can be doing outside? You know how much time I could be spending with my family, my fiance? You know how much time I could have been using to plan out my wedding, which is like a month away? Oh, like a month and maybe 2 weeks. You guys get the idea. Which, by the way, my wedding, like I said, month and 2 weeks away. People have been asking me, are you nervous? I keep telling them no. The hard part is over. She already said yes. So basically, I know come wedding day, we're going to be standing there. They're going to ask her, and she's going to say, I do. And then they're going to ask me. I'm going to be like, I do. So, yeah, I don't see a reason to be nervous. Although, my cousin is also engaged. And he's actually getting married this month. So, our weddings are like a month apart from each other. His is like the 18th or 19th. And the reason I don't know his wedding date offhand is because I'm actually not going. There's a good reason for it, though. He's having his wedding in Florida. And with my wedding coming up, and with me buying this new house, my money's kind of tied up. So unfortunately, I can't go to his wedding, which I feel horrible about. Because growing up, we were always, like, really close. We kind of lost that closeness a little bit going into adulthood. But he knows and I know that we'll always be there for each other. But, we were talking about the weddings coming up. And I was telling him how people keep asking me, am I nervous? And I basically told him what I told you guys, the hard part's over with. So, he kind of looked at me, he's like, yeah, I kind of feel the same, but now that we're so many weeks away, like less than a month away, he goes, I'm starting to get a little nervous. So, who knows, maybe come September, I start getting that same feeling of being nervous and whatnot, but right now I just don't see it happening. But, it's a big deal wedding. I wonder how many of the listeners out there are married. Maybe you guys can give me some marriage advice. And in fact, that's what I want. I want you guys to go on Twitter, at ProWPodcast, and I want you to leave me some marriage advice. Like the best piece of advice you can give somebody. So hit us up, hit me up on Twitter at ProWPodcast and leave me some kind of marriage advice. Just say, hey, Matt, when you get married, remember this and, you know, whatever your advice is. Or, hey, Matt, here's some marriage advice and whatever you got to say. And actually, if you guys do that, I'll be willing to read them on this show within... I'll make this a 2-week thing. In 2 weeks from now, I'll actually read some of your comments if I even get any. Because who knows, maybe you guys may even be like, no, I'm not going to write them. Why should I? Who knows, maybe there's even no one listening to this show. I don't know. Make sure you guys hit me up on Twitter at ProWPodcast. Leave me some marriage advice. Get it read on air. With that being said, I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty confident where we're at. We talked a little wrestling, a little sports, a little Facebook, a little TV. Like I said at the top of the show, wrestling hybrid show. You get a little bit of everything. So with that being said, my name is Matt. I'll see you guys next week. Later.